I want to share some words of condolence, first of all, as I share some words for everyone here today. Condolences especially for Rachel, sister, Justin. Is Justin here? Justin. God's peace be with you and strength as well. And Denise, God's strength be with you as well today, but also moving forward into the future. As I shared with the family before our service began, my prayer is that as we gather here today, as we sing songs, as we read about God's promises, that this is just one step, just a first step in many, in which we claim those promises of God and are strengthened more in the days ahead. I want to share with everyone that I did not know Aaron personally. But from what I heard amazing things, and I think we'll hear it as we share about Aaron in the fellowship hall today. One of the things that really struck me about what you shared with me, Denise, and Rachel, I think you were there too, was that Aaron was a very much an avid reader of the Bible. He loved God's Word. And I think it's important for us to also take a look with great attention to God's Word and three promises in the lesson that we took, that we have from John 14. And they will strengthen and comfort us in the days ahead. I'll point them out here in just a second. Aaron loved all the places that he lived. We heard about it in his obituary. He loved where he lived, the variety of God's creation in the different places. And I can imagine him loving and getting a thrill and joy over the different places that he went to, especially the redwoods. The first promise in John 14 tells us something really helpful, and that is this. There's a better place, heaven. As great as all the places that are listed here, Alabama, Florida, Washington, Oregon, Jesus reminds us that there's a better place. And it's found in those words, verse 2. Jesus says this, "In my Father's house there are many rooms." That place is a mansion, Jesus says, heaven. I don't know what that looks like exactly, but I know that when people describe a mansion, it's usually something way beyond what I or you could imagine. I picture one or two rooms, but then when you actually go to the mansion, it is much bigger than what we could ever expect. We can only imagine just a small percentage of what a mansion looks like. Jesus is communicating here that in this special place, heaven, there is lots of space for lots of different kinds of people, for lots of different kinds of sinners. That makes me feel good because I am a sinner. And it should make us all feel good for each one of us. We are all sinners. It's good to know in that first promise that there is a better place than we could ever experience here on earth, and that it's expansive, it's big, there's room for you and me. It tells us that God is hospitable, God has his arms open, and he wants us to come. There's a promise for us, for Aaron. God has a special place. You know, with Aaron's passing, I think it's okay for us to grieve and to be sad about what has happened. And I would encourage everyone here to seek out, if you are grieving in significant and deep ways, as I'm sure you are, to seek out friends and loved ones to talk about that in the weeks ahead. One of the things that is sad for me is that Aaron passed away so young. There are details that maybe we aren't going to know about. Details like, well, what kind of books would he'd bring home, or what kind of plants would he fill his room up with, or what kind of friends or connections would he make in his life. His passing reminds all of us of something that's important. It's that no matter how hard we try to get all the details in life done and try to get all our accomplishments completed, there are going to be some things that we're not going to finish in this lifetime. Every single one of us. Because we're not perfect. And by ourselves, we can't complete everything just the way that it should be. I's dotted, T's crossed. The second promise that I want to point out from John 14 is actually one that we all need to hear, and that is this. Jesus says, it's there in verse 2, I'm going to prepare a place. I'm going to prepare a place. In that special place, in the Father's house, I'm going to prepare a place. In other words, what Jesus is communicating here is that he will take care of all the important details. Jesus spoke these words to his disciples as he was leaving them in John 14. And as he was leaving them, it must have been comforting to them because he was saying that you have got lots of things that you need to do in my mission and ministry, but you won't be able to complete them all. But Jesus was promising that he would take care of the most important details for his disciples. And so it is true for Aaron. Jesus is taking care of all those important details. Aaron knew that he needed a Savior. In other words, someone who could finish off all the details that he could not complete in his life. That's what Jesus' promise gets to here in John 14. Another Bible passage puts it this way. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God began a good work in Aaron's baptism, baptized into God's name. And what we're doing today is handing Aaron off to God, saying, God, will you complete and finish? And we trust that God will. When Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place, he was saying that all the details will be taken care of in that special place in heaven. Finally, we can have hope too today. And it's not just a shaky hope, but it's a real one, because Jesus says in that special place that where he is, where we will be, so also will be Jesus. That's another promise. In this special place, it's not just that we're alone and we're comforted. It's that we're never alone, that we have God's presence and his son Jesus there. And as much as we would love and cherish to have one more day with Aaron, I know that we all would, we can take some solace and comfort. And it's okay to admit that we'd want to be with him, but we take some solace and comfort in that in this special place, he's not alone. He's got Jesus by his side. How are these three promises true, you may ask? How do we know that these are true, what I'm talking about today? My dear friends, it's not because I said them. I'm fallible. I'm not perfect. I'm a sinner. We know that these promises that I've talked about are true also not because of what Aaron did in life, because Aaron wasn't perfect. What Aaron did wasn't always exactly the way that it should be. But dear friends, we know that they're true because God holds up to his end of the bargain. He always does. Ephesians 2 verse 8 says it, for it is by grace that we are saved. Not by what we have done. It is a gift of God. So let's take some comfort today. God will complete what he started. It's just who God is. He's faithful to his promises. God promised through Jesus there's a place. God promised that that place is prepared. And God promised that he would be there waiting for Aaron. May those promises be very true to you today. And as you take those steps one day at a time, and as we wait to meet our Maker and meet our loved ones face to face. Amen.